This is Sean McIntyre.
Farewell, you dungeons dark and strong. Farewell, farewell to thee. MacPherson's life will nae be long. On yonder gallows tree, say rantingly, say wantingly, say dauntingly gaed he. He played a tune and he danced around below the gallows tree. Well, there's some come here for to see me hung, and some to buy my fiddle. Before that I do part with her, I'll break her through the middle. He took his fiddle in both of his hands, and he broke it on his knee. Said there's no other hands shall play on thee when I am dead and gone. Say rantingly, say wantingly, say dauntingly gaed he. He played a tune and he danced around below the gallows tree. Well, take these bands from off my hands and bring to me my sword. There ne'er be a man in all Scotland, I'll take him at one word. Say rantingly, say wantingly, say dauntingly gaed he. He played a tune and he danced around below the gallows tree. The reprieve was coming o'er the brig of Banff to set MacPherson free. But they set the clock on 4:15 and hung him from a tree. Say rantingly, say wantingly, say dauntingly gaed he. He played a tune and he danced around below the gallows tree. Say rantingly, say wantingly, say dauntingly gaed he. He played a tune and he danced around below the gallows tree.
Sean McIntyre at the Saturday Light Brigade. That was beautiful. Watching you sing that so clearly at this hour of the morning and with apparent ease, I'm really curious. Well, first let's talk about the song. That was Robert Burns.
That was Robert Burns. It's called MacPherson's Lament, or MacPherson's Rant, as sometimes it's referred to as.
Just beautiful. When did you start singing in this style?
I kind of started in the Society for Creative Anachronism, which is the SCA. I'm a medieval recreationist, part of the larger group here in Pittsburgh. I'm actually the baron of the local group. So I started singing there.
Now, this SCA, if you don't know, these are – next time, long before the furries and others that would – not to equate you, but if you would be walking – not that there's anything wrong with the furries, but if you were walking down the street and you might see over at Oakland maybe somebody with a Viking-type helmet or armor – this is the SCA, the Society for Creative Anachronism, who would do reenactments. And I just want to be sure folks understand SCA.
Yeah, and we do creation of all the best parts of the medieval period, not the bad parts like the plague and things like that.
And I only draw the connection with the furries is it's the same kind of double take you might do, seeing somebody dressed up as an animal, or seeing somebody dressed up as a medieval person. But at Carnegie Mellon, I used to see a lot of people participating in that, and it was always fun. So you actually would sing to add some authenticity to those
events? Yeah, I was learning some period songs, some pre-1600 songs, and as I started to build my repertoire, my wife is like, you should really try to do an open stage, and through a really good friend of mine, Bob Banerjee, who got me to come out to Club Cafe, Acoustic Cafe, one night, and just sing, just do one song, and that's all he got me to do, and then since then, I've been doing this out in clubs throughout the area, at Club Cafe, at Hambones, and a lot of the other local places at open stages and professionally, so...
That's terrific. Were you nervous the first time you did it?
Incredibly so.
Because it really takes, I mean, you're really naked up on stage when you're singing as you do, right? There's nowhere to hide. There isn't an instrument or a band along with you. How did you cope with that?
I was incredibly nervous. A lot of encouragement. A lot of good friends in the local music community, Bob Banerjee, Casey Dealey, were like there and encouraging me, like, do this, you'll be fine. And now my friendships from that community have expanded beyond anything I can imagine.
Oh, that's great. This is Sean McIntyre, and Bob and Casey are great people to have in your corner, although I can't imagine anybody's corner they are not in.
Very true.
as long as they're good folks, they're so encouraging of the local music scene. So you're going to be singing later today at Java House over on California Avenue?
Yeah, up in Brighton Heights.
And when does that start?
From 2 to 4, I'll be there. I honestly invite any other Irish musicians, set musicians, or anyone else that wants to come out and just play along a little bit or play on their own a little bit. You're quite welcome to come out and enjoy the time. And there's a great little like living room space up there that we can sit out and play and jam. So.
Sounds great. That's on in the Brighton Heights neighborhood of Pittsburgh on California Avenue. There's more I want to find out about you, but why don't we have you do another song? What would you like to sing next?
This next song is actually going to be a medieval song. It was actually found in the collection of Henry VIII. I believe it was written by Thomas Ravenscroft, which is a composer at that period of time. It's called We Be Soldiers Three. There is specifically bad French in the song because it was meant to be an insult for English soldiers coming back from France. They were insulting the French that they were around as they worked their way through pubs throughout France and got kicked out by fighting and things like that. So they would pick fights and get kicked out and not have to pay for their drinks, which, you know, still happens today.
We be soldiers three. Pardonnez-moi, je vous en prie. Lately come forth from the low country with never a penny of money. Here, good fellow, I'll drink to thee. Pardonnez-moi, je vous en prie. To all good fellows, wherever they be, with never a penny of money. We be soldiers three. Pardonnez-moi, je vous en prie. Lately come forth from the low country with never a penny of money. Here, good fellow, I'll sing you a song. Sing for the brave and sing for the strong. To all those living and those who are gone. With never a penny of money, we be soldiers three. Pardonnez-moi, je vous en prie. Lately come forth from the low country with never a penny of money. And he who will not give me this, pardonnez-moi, je vous en prie, pays for the drink, whatever it is, with never a penny of money.
We be soldiers three, pardonnez-moi, je vous en prie. Lately come forth from the Low Country with never a penny of money. With never a penny of money.
Sean McIntyre at the Saturday Light Brigade singing. And it must, as I clear my throat, it must be challenging to sing some of these songs and to take care of your voice. As I would imagine, you're at festivals and outdoors frequently singing in a variety of conditions. What do you do to practice and train? Do you find it challenging?
Funny, singing in the shower is actually a huge thing.
yeah.
Got the moisture and everything, and that's great. I have horrible allergies and horrible asthma, so being outside in conditions like today is really bad for the voice, and I'm a little raspy today, but I tend to be okay with that.
Yeah, you sound great. We're in a pretty dry room here,
yeah.
Too. Because I imagine you're at Renfests and other – or maybe not.
I really haven't started that yet. Friends of mine have encouraged me to start doing some Renaissance festivals and things like that. I haven't made that step yet, but it's never out of the question. I honestly prefer singing in clubs and things like that. But 2 weeks ago, I was at the Great Pensac War, which is a SCA war that's just north of here in Slippery Rock, and there was 10,000-some people on site, and it's dusty, and we camped for 2 weeks, and it's an amazing place to be. But I get a chance to sing at night there with a bunch of friends who sing, including like Heather Dale from Canada comes down, and she does a concert there as well as doing Bardic in camps and things like that. So.
Now, where did you grow up, Sean?
I grew up in Shadyside, right along the railroad tracks at the corner of South Graham and Potter Street.
Oh, my. Okay. I was just there, very close to there yesterday. Was there music in your life growing up?
Yes. My mom would sing when I was little. A song that I always remember her isn't an Irish song, but it's she would sing us a song called "The Little Blue Man," and it was my favorite thing in the world. She was having my mom sing to us, and I've always been around music. Music has always been like something to center me and make me happy and deal with. Like I call going out to see music therapy every time I go out. I'll post I'm at music therapy at Acoustic Cafe or things like that because it's. Something that makes me feel better.
That's and true for so many people. I think music can lift your spirits. It can put you – it can transform your mood. Even if you're sad, and you want to be – if you want to be not sadder necessarily, if you want to wallow in it a little bit, music can help you do that as well as completely lift your mood.
And my wife always jokes that I sing the most depressing songs in the world. my wife Sunshine is actually working at the Java House right now, so she's saying, don't sing all depressing songs. So I'm going to try not to sing all depressing songs.
Well,
today,
you know.
It's what I do.
a lot of these songs kind of go that way. We used to joke, you know, quite a few bluegrass songs are about things breaking down or things breaking up. And, you know, it's and a lot of music, I think, has been written that way, too. There's a lot of sad songs out there. Sad songs, they say so much, after all. Sean McIntyre is who is here, and he'll be performing in a lot of different places, but as he just mentioned, Java House a little bit later today. What would you like to do next?
The next song I'm going to do is actually a song that was made famous more recently by Richard Thompson. There was a collection of sea shanties put out that was done by modern musicians, and this one was called the Mengele Boat Song, and Richard Thompson does an amazing version of it, and I was actually listening to it this morning while I was showering, but it's a great song, and it's a song I truly love. It's kind of sea shanty-ish, but it's from Scotland, and it's more like a feeling song.
Heel ya ho, boys, let her go, boys, heave her head round into the weather, Heel Yahoo, boys, let her go, boys, sailing home to Mingalay. What care we know, white the spray is, what care we for the wind or weather? Heave around, boys, and we'll anchor to the shores of Mingalay. Heel yahoo, boys, let her go, boys, heave a head round into the weather. Heel yahoo, boys, let her go, boys, sailing home to Mingalay. Wives are waiting round the pier head, looking seaward from the heather. Don't you cry, girls, we're returning to the shores of Mingalay. Heel yahoo, boys, let her go, boys, heave a head round into the weather. Heel yahoo, boys, let her go, boys, sailing home to Mingalay.
Sean McIntyre, sounding just beautiful as we feature him this morning. The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. Families can enjoy play on sale at the Children's Museum through this coming Friday. Admission discounts and giveaways are available every day of the week. The fun includes fantasy weekends, member Mondays, t-shirt Tuesdays, weather Wednesdays, throwback Thursdays, and hot dog Fridays. Additional details are available at pittsburghkids.org. Live music on the Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Pennsylvania Council on the Arts, a state agency whose grants are administered locally by our friends at Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council. It's a pleasure to have Sean here with us. And do you have a I want to just phrase, I was going to say, do you have a dream? But that's not quite what I meant. But you've got a, I don't know if you've been to Ireland or to Scotland, and I'm curious, like, if singing these songs in a pub overseas, I think you'd just be amazing doing that sort of thing. Have you thought about that at all?
That's something I would absolutely love to do. Currently, I work as an emergency medical technician, so money isn't exactly an option to go over to Ireland or Scotland, or I also want to visit Newfoundland and Nova Scotia. So there's great sea towns and places I want to visit, and eventually, hopefully someday I'll get there, and something I'm definitely looking forward to.
Yeah, some of the, I mean, even an ocean voyage where you can sing along with other folks. Do you sing in any groups at all, or?
I currently have a band called Luch Shul, which means the walking people. It's named after the Irish travelers that I'm in the band with several other people locally. And we're, have been on a bit of a hiatus, but we're working on getting back together and getting things going again.
And what's the genre? Is it the same?
That's also, yeah, also Irish. Not all traditional music, a lot more pub songs and things like that.
So. Oh, that's great. Is there a pretty strong community? I mean, Irish music in general, there's a very strong community in Pittsburgh. But what about for this style, more a cappella ballad?
Not locally. Across the country, yes, there's a lot of a cappella musicians that do traditional Irish songs, traditional Scottish songs. If you go to Annapolis, Maryland, there's actually a huge sea shanty community that gets together in a pub down there every week, and they do shanty sings where everyone in the bar has a songbook and they can just join along and sing. So someplace I've always wanted to be. I've been in Annapolis, but I've never been down there when this is happening. So it happens on Monday nights. So.
That sounds like a lot of fun. There was a woman in Pittsburgh. She's left, and I don't know if you will recognize the name or not, Maggie Crystal. Maggie recorded extensively. She's from Canada, singing Scottish ballads, and she really internationally known, and she came to Pittsburgh to live for a while. I know she left Pittsburgh. I'm not sure what she's up to these days. That was some time ago. But, you know, little tiny pockets of it here and there, including having you here as part of that. Sean McIntyre is who's with us right now, if you're just joining us. And we're going to hear probably another three or four songs from him, I think.
Yeah.
What would you like to do next?
We'll do another sea shanty. This one has more English background. It's pretty well known as a sea shanty called Westering Ho.
Mm, good song.
Westering Ho with the song in the air, high to me high, and it's goodbye to care. Laughter and love are welcome in there, pride of my heart, my own love. Tell me the tales of the Orient gay, tell me of riches that come from Cathay. Oh, how I'm proud to be waking at day and find oneself nearer to Islay. And it's Westering Ho with the song in the air, high to me high, and it's goodbye to care. Laughter and love are all welcome in there, pride of my heart, my own love. Where are the folks like the folks in the west, gently and dutely and kindly at best? There I will hide me and there I will rest, at home with my own folks in Islay. And it's Westering Ho with the song in the air, high to me high, and it's goodbye to care. Laughter and love are all welcome in there, pride of my heart, my own love.
That's a nice song. I like that song, and I've heard that done by some other folks too. I had to look up Maggie Crystal while you were singing really quickly. She is the daughter of a coal miner. She was born in Scotland, emigrated to Canada in 1966, lives in Toronto now, and I'm glad she's still, it appears that she is still performing. From what I can see from her website, although it's not been updated in a few months or so, but I think you'd like her music a great deal.
We may that after we're done.
Yeah, we may have some here. She's just a terrific person. Who do you admire? If folks are listening and want to learn more about this genre, are there any artists or books that you might recommend to follow?
A lot of the reason I started singing this music was I kind of grew up in a Scottish and Irish family, but so I always wanted to research my culture and everything else. And then getting older, bands like Great Big Sea and the Clancy Brothers, and I grew up hearing all of this music and became a huge fan of it growing up. And so they do a lot of traditional stuff, and they do a lot of more rockish stuff, and I like both of them. So,
is the folk tradition songs changing over the years? The folk process, if you will, is it as common in Scottish music and the kinds of music you're singing, where we typically, you know, we talk about songs adapting and evolving over years with changes in lyrics? I ask that because, to some extent, these seem like classics. For example, you're not going to update a Burns poem. At least I don't think you're going to touch the words. Yet it's such a people's treatment when you're singing it that you would think it might get updated. And I'm not sure if you've studied this enough to get a sense of it. But I guess, if do you find yourself singing a song one way only to learn that a colleague sings it completely differently?
Very much so. I've seen bands perform any number of songs from Scotland and Ireland that in very different ways. There's a band out there that performs, I'm trying to remember, Gaelic Storm does Nancy Whiskey, and they do it in a very different way than there's a metal band that also does Nancy Whiskey.
Huh.
And it's very much the same song, the same lyrics, but very different. So I guess there's some involvement into rock music and things like that, but like Flogging Molly. Flogging Molly does a lot of traditional songs, but does them in a punk rock genre. So they're out there and they're doing amazing work with the same lyrics that have come back from ages, and it kind of preserves that oral tradition of music, you know.
Yeah, they're a
lot
of fun.
I heard these songs when I was little. Yeah. I do it this way. So.
Yeah, Flogging Molly's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
The other thing, is anybody writing songs in this tradition, sort of writing new songs, new lyrics, yet trying to hold to the idiom of the same centuries that the music you're singing came
out of? Will say, like, that's something I love about – I talked about the SCA earlier. In the SCA, there's people that just write Bardic music still, and they're writing new songs about their kingdoms throughout the known world and throughout the society itself. They're telling stories of people that are heroes in the SCA now that came up from being youth fighters to being knights. There's actually a local kid that started out as a youth fighter. He's actually from Butler, PA. He's known in the SCA as Roland. And Liz Berlin's son and his friends wrote a song about him, and it's this heroic song of him coming up as a youth fighter into heavy fighting. So,
oh, that's great. Liz of Rusted Root. And do you remember her son's first name?
That's Jordan.
Thank you, because I've met Jordan. I had to think for a minute. It was bugging me. It's 23 minutes before the top of the hour now. We're really happy to have Sean McIntyre here with us. It's S-H-A-W-N. He'll be at Java House today in the Brighton Heights section of Pittsburgh. Do you have any other gigs coming up at all?
Nothing scheduled currently. I'm kind of focused on a Indiegogo campaign at the moment, so I've been kind of working on that.
How can folks learn about that?
They can go to my website, which is www.mactradmusic, all one word, .wix.com. So it's a very long website.
Mactradmusic.wix?
Yep.
.com to learn more about Sean's music and where he's playing, and also the campaign. You're looking to put an album out? Or?
Yes, I'm looking to record an all a cappella traditional music CD.
Great.
And electronically. So.
Excellent. Well, let's have you do a couple more here. I want to be sure your voice holds out, too. You sound fine.
I should be okay.
But what would you like to do next?
The next song is actually a song that was made famous more modernly by Great Big Sea, but it's an older Newfoundland song called The River Driver. It is also pretty well known in the United States in the South called Rebel Soldier. There's also apparently a Union Soldier version. I'm slowly finding out more and more of this. So it's very much the same song, just adapted to whatever culture they happen to be in.
Well, I was just the age of 16 when I first went on the drive. And after 6 months hard labor, at home I did arrive. I caught it with a pretty girl. It was her caused me to roam. Now I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home. I'll eat when I am hungry and I'll drink when I am dry. Get drunk whenever I'm ready. Get sober by and by. And if this river don't drown me, it's down I'll mean to roam, for I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home. I'll build a lonesome castle upon some mountain high, where she can sit and view me as I go passing by. Where she can sit and view me as I go marching on, for I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home. I'll eat when I am hungry, and I'll drink when I am dry. Get drunk whenever I'm ready, get sober by and by. And if this river don't drown me, it's down I'll mean to roam. For I'm a river driver, and I'm far away from home. When I am old and feeble and in my sickness lie, just wrap me up in a blanket and lay me down to die, and get a little bluebird to sing for me alone. For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home. I'll eat when I am hungry and I'll drink when I am dry. Get drunk whenever I'm ready, get sober by and by. And if this river don't drown me, it's down I'll mean to roam. For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home. For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home.
Boy, that song really showcases something I noticed earlier, which is the rhythm you're able to keep as you sing, which, you know, it's very easy. You don't think of it as much when somebody's singing a cappella alone as you are, that you can actually tap your foot to it or keep a beat to it. But there's such a nice, and I guess it makes sense the way some of these songs are written, were meant to be sung along to or to move other people. Is it hard to maintain tempo that?
I have to tap my foot or something to keep me going, or I'll slap my hip or something to keep the beat as I go. A lot of the sea shanties had that constant beat where it was made for working. It was made for your hauling the line or your doing rowing or things like that. So
yeah,
there was that constant beat to
stroke.
Yeah.
Stroke. Do you play any instruments?
I don't. I've tried to learn guitar several times, and I have no doubt that my guitar teacher is listening out there. So I keep trying, and eventually I'll get it, but it's a little more difficult.
Yeah, and same here. I mean, I've noodled around. I know enough chords, I guess, to get by, but I have never really gotten very accomplished at it.
Yeah.
Have a family that is very accomplished at that, so I keep being told I need to get with it and to do it. Sean McIntyre is who you're listening to. We have time for one or two more. Up to you, however many you'd like to do. I want to be very cognizant of, you know, how much you're singing and how much you're doing.
The next one I want to do is actually one that I'm going to dedicate to my wife, because it's one that she loves that I do, and it's actually a song that she introduced me to. My wife, Sunshine, is actually working right now out at the Java House, and she's listening on the computer right now while she's working, so I want to dedicate this to her.
Excellent.
And this is called Health of the Company. It's actually a medieval period song that any number of artists have done throughout the years. It's been recorded several times. I know the Chieftains have recorded it, and several other musicians have recorded it.
Kind friends and companions, come join me in rhyme. Come lift up your voices in chorus with mine. Come lift up your voices, all grief to refrain. For we may or might never all meet here again. Here's a health to the company, and one to my lass. Let us drink and be married, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be married, all grief to refrain. For we may or might never all meet here again. Here's a health to the wee lass that I love so well. For her kindness and beauty there none can excel. There's a smile on her countenance as she sits upon my knee. There is no one in this wide world as happy as me. Here's a health to the company, and one to my lass. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may or might never all meet here again. My ship lies at anchor, she's ready to dock. I'll wish her safe landing without any shock. And if ever I should meet her by land or by sea, I will always remember your kindness to me. Here's a health to the company and one to my lass. Let us drink and be merry all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may or might never all meet here again.
Sunshine, that's for you. And I'm glad he picked that one instead of that old song, I Wish I Had Never Met Sunshine. I don't know if you know that song.
I don't know that song.
I wish I had never met sunshine, and sunshine had never met me. You don't want to sing that ever.
Okay. Good to know.
So get that away. Sunshine
Sorry,
on my shoulder.
My,
I think, gosh, that's that might be... Might be Roy Rogers, I don't know, or Gene Autry, actually. Might be Gene Autry, goes back a ways. Thank you for being here today, Sean. It's been a pleasure. Look for him at the aforementioned Java House and go to mactrackmusic.wiz.com. Did I get that right?
W-I-X. Oh,
sorry about that. Mactrackmusic.
Mactradmusic.wix.com.
Phew, got that right.
And I believe it's also on your website currently.
Yeah, yes, we've got a link. If you go to slbradio.org, I know you have that bookmarked, so go there and you'll find it there.
And I'm on Facebook at Sean McIntyre, traditional vocalist.
Perfect. You want to do one more?
Sure.
Okay, we'll finish up. Thank you for being here today.
Oh, all the money that here I have, I spent it in good company. And all the harm that ere I done, alas, it was to none but me. And all I've done for want of wit, to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all. If I had money enough to spend and leisure time to sit a while, there is a fair maid in this town. It's her that has my heart beguiled. Her rosy cheeks and ruby lips, it's her that has my heart enthralled. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all. Good night and joy be with you all.
Thank you to Sean McIntyre.
One, two.